Hi, I missed a phone appointment for 12 o'clock. Hi. Yeah. No, I saw that my phone was silent and I just got busy. Yeah, completely forgot. Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Well, it was supposed to be an hour then, was it? Well, good thing I picked up my phone and realized. Yep. No. It won't matter. I won't be here for it. I won't be here until like whatever, 3 weeks from the Monday. So I don't think they don't do deliveries on Saturday, do they? Yeah, just like mostly just like poor quality stools. Like it's pretty much that, like kind of I wouldn't say like diarrhea, but like sometimes, and just like, yeah, all the kind of side effects of that. It's just very obviously not good. And it has been for quite a while, and I've kind of been trying to solve it myself, but nothing seems to really work. And I've kind of just been putting off paying the money, but now I make a lot of money, so I'm fucking just gonna go solve it, whatever it costs. To get nice and no. Well, let's say on average, like once, maybe twice. Yes. Or like sometimes it'll be like water and like chunks kind of thing, or like some sort of variation of like poor quality or adhesive kind of stool. They're kind of sticky on the toilet seat and stuff like that. I've had oh God, it's fucking gross and embarrassing. I've had times where it like, you know, you do a fart or something like that, and it's just like, okay. Like not like I've, well, yeah, there's, you know, a little bit, and it's like, yeah, pretty awful. I'm sure you do it a lot. I just don't like to talk about it, you know? Yep. Probably a few years. 3 years, let's say, I think. I'm assuming at some point I had antibiotics, and then I've tried to do things to resolve it. And I think I've got like periods of alleviation, and then it's kind of come back. Or I will have like moments or like days where it's like perfect. It's all good. It's like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Nothing I can be specific about. I don't remember. I don't know. It might have been a slow degradation, or it might have just been like I took antibiotics or something like that and didn't fix it. I don't really know. It feels very inconsistent. I think sometimes, like, yeah, there will be times when I'll eat actually like quite unhealthy for like a couple of days, and then all the problems will go away, like maybe for like one or two poos, and then it'll be kind of back. But it's like what the fuck? Like I just ate like, you know, whatever, just like takeout or something like that, and then I'm all good. Not that I regularly eat that stuff, and it's not like a consistent fix or anything, but it's like, it feels pretty random. I've definitely had times where I really, like, I was just doing vegetables and chicken for a little bit, and that seemed to, like, resolve things, but that diet is incredibly depressing. I think fruit might even be part of what aggravates it. I'm not sure, though. Because it's kind of like at the moment I've been eating a lot of fruit and steaks and stuff like that, and that seems to not be positive. But I know that when I've done like carnivore before, it's been kind of better. But no, I am aware. I understand. It's elimination diet. You do that temporarily, and then you start adding things back in to acquire a actually reasonable way of eating. No. Yeah, no. I don't have a lot of trust in what a doctor is going to tell me, I'll be perfectly honest. Like a GP. Whatever. Oh, you've got bad poos, eat more fiber. Okay, thanks, bro. I don't care. You know, like... years ago. Oh, I pretty much got a testosterone test. It was like low average, but that was mostly what I was getting. I don't remember if I got tested for other stuff. I don't. Yeah, and no, I have not had anything done since. So I haven't had like a meaningful blood test. I've been meaning to for like similar reasons, but I don't really know what I'm looking for. And again, I don't really necessarily trust like just a GP or whatever to give me an interpretation of that data that I would trust or be interested in hearing about, kind of thing. Like I don't have a lot of Yep. Yeah, yep. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure I can figure that out. I don't have a GP, but I can go to the doctors and get someone to jab me. Yep. How much would you expect the cost of the blood to be from my GP if I talk up my symptoms? Oh, free? Yeah, then that's whatever. Yeah, so a couple, like $100 or something, like $80. Yeah, easy. Yeah, that's no worries. I can do that. Yeah. Should I get a like a letter from you or something like that to give to my GP as well to be like, look, I'm seeing a professional. I need like blood work done for that. These are my symptoms, kind of thing to add to the like why I'm getting the blood work done or whatever. Or is that? Oh yeah, cool. All right. Yeah, I take supplements. I take L-sertraline pretty regularly. I take colostrum as an attempt to try to resolve my gut issues and a probiotic as well. Those good things to do something. I'll go check.
Pardon?
Just the colostrum I got online and the double strength LifeSpace probiotic. Yeah, but I've also read like in like seen stuff where it's like what is it if you've got like unhealthy gut, the probiotic doesn't even help and could even make things worse. And that was kind of a big thing that made me go seek you out because it was like, okay, fuck this, I don't, what do I even do then? Like I don't. Buy this product. Yeah. Yep. It got worse. Yep. Yep. I sure it was good for gut health and like what is it, like blood flow and stuff like that. And it did. I when I've taken it, I have seemed to get like some kind of effect in terms of energy and stuff like that, like kind of work capacity and whatever. Because I do like, you know, I'm a manual laborer, so I'm doing that all day. It seems like I do better in the heat and stuff like that. And like everything I read about it was basically like this is, it. People mentioned like some positive effects on gut health. They mentioned that it is L-citrulline is made in the gut, and so poor gut health results in poor levels of the L-citrulline, and then like just general, it seemed like relatively cheap, pretty positive effects, basically free, in terms of like. Sure. No. Pretty good. She's like 65 or 68 or something like that. She's still like running and whatever. She's starting to run into a few like health issues now as she's getting like bordering on 70. But no, she's looking fantastic and like doing pretty well. Dead. So yeah, I don't really know what his health is like. You're fine. Yeah, brother. Pretty good, but, like, in a way where I think if I was observing myself in the way that I observe him, I would probably think pretty good. So, you know, I think he might have similar gut issues to me, actually, because I've seen, like, I don't know, like, the sticky skitties that he's left in the toilet before, and it's like, When I've been at his house and stuff like that, it's like, okay, that's, yeah, that's what I, except I clean it. Yeah, if this works, I will. I do not have children, no. ADHD. Probably when I was like 13 or something like that. Occasionally. It like depends whether I'm working or not. Like where I'm how often I'm at work and stuff like that, or what I'm doing at work. My like dosage varies. No. But it doesn't seem to impact my gut whether I'm off it for a period of time or not. Okay. No. Wisdom teeth, but nothing else. No. Yes, I do get a little bit of acid. I got some today. It's not regular, but it'll happen sometimes, and it's just, yeah, like, it's like, oh, whatever, maybe once a fortnight or something like that. I couldn't tell you. I definitely did not used to get it, though. So, probably similar time when I started noticing my gut having real issues. Yeah, I would assume. Nothing that I've identified. Probably just like shitty food or something like that. It'd be my expectation. Carbonated drinks and high fat food is definitely, but high fat food would not be like fast food and stuff. It's more like a big steak with cheese, like some blue cheese and an avocado. That'll be kind of like very like keto kind of high fat food. Not that I'm keto, but that it's more that kind of stuff more than it is like Macca's or something. And definitely carbonated drinks. I'm a big fan of I'm a big fan of like soda waters and stuff like that, but not like fizzy drinks, but like, you know, like a mineral water with bubbles. Interesting. No. Not really. Even if I have huge meals, I'll be all good within like an hour or two, whatever. I'm more sensitive to that because I work, so it'll be like I'll have a big meal and then I have to go back to work for like a couple of hours or whatever, like manual labor. But it's not like weird. Maybe there are times when I have really big meals and it lasts for quite a while actually, like maybe like 4 or 5 hours. Oh, that seems too much though. I'm not sure. It's not something that I've really like noticed. Maybe it's possible that there's something there, but I don't. Yeah. Burping. Yeah. Not a crazy amount. Oh, no, if I have a big meal, I'll probably burp. And if I soda waters especially or beers or whatever, I'll obviously burp. But you know what? I just had like a thing right then as you said it, actually. So maybe it's more prevalent than I realized. Yeah, like I felt like the gas come up. I didn't actually burp it, but I like kind of took it into my mouth and just released it. And I was like, oh, that was, yeah, okay, good timing. And I haven't eaten for an hour or two. No. Maybe a little bit. If I have a big meal. Oh, you know what? Sometimes if I eat, I will be like, I will feel a bit bloated. Yeah. Like farting. It varies pretty wildly. I think. Yeah, sometimes it'll be like a lot, and then sometimes it's not really a thing. Probably like once or twice. Yeah, almost. Yeah, it almost gives me anxiety about it, to be honest. No. I don't know. Don't think. I don't. I, like, pro, no, it does not feel snotty. Yeah. No. I might have had to do them for some specific infection. I think it might have been like a ringworm or some shit like that. You need antibiotics for that? I don't remember. Maybe that's topical. There will have been something a few years ago that I had to do an antibiotics course for. Oh, it was fucking chlamydia. That's what it was. Yeah. So I had to do, I think I had to run 2 courses because my partner and I got together and then one of us had chlamydia. We don't know who. Both of us got it. And then we ran our courses and then hers stuck around
well, we assume hers, because that's what the lady says, it can stick around for women. And so we had to run another 1 week course of antibiotics after that. Yes, that was like 3 years ago. Yeah. Not that I'm aware of, but I don't go to the GP, so, you know. Yep. Bali. Bali belly? No, not really. I mean, I've probably had it, but I don't remember having gastro or anything like that, really. I definitely had an issue a while ago where I was getting sick a lot, but my my partner had like a baby. Yeah, cold and flus all the time, like maybe almost once a month or something like that. I was having like a few days off work, but my partner had a new baby, and so like, it's like, is it because I have a seriously poor immune system, or is it because of a new baby, or is it like both? But I haven't really gotten sick at the same rate since then, since because we split up, so I don't, you know. I don't have the same interaction, but yeah, the last few years, but getting sick like a lot, like more than her, like every time the kid would get sick, I would get sick and I would pick up other sicknesses beside that. And it was like, just almost like constant. I mean, well, I don't, he was like, yeah. I think a bit of both is what it was, really. But yeah. No, but we're 6 months out of the relationship, so I don't really have a good sense of the thing. But I'm definitely not getting as sick as much as I used to. No. Oh, I don't know. I think, well, I got a little bit... I got sick for a couple of days, like maybe 2 months ago, but then nothing since. And then prior to that, maybe like, I don't really know. It doesn't, before it was like constant. Like I would get better and I would get back into training and then like 2 or 3 weeks later, I'd be sick again. And I'd like knock off the horse, whatever, like just constantly, like getting new little sicknesses that would last a few days. And then like, you know, the way they trail off for like a week or whatever, like that just every month, every 2 months. I used to actually get that stuff quite a bit, but not really as much anymore. I think that's just improved work environment and that kind of stuff. Also, we got like a, what is it, one of those, the special vacuums that do the allergen shit, that seemed to clean everything actually so much that it was unbelievable. That made a huge difference. No. I think so. Yeah, I get cuts relatively often and scrapes and whatever, you know. I don't think so. Like I've had that before, but it's not like a symptom, I wouldn't say. Like there are, like, I think I've had it, but I wouldn't say that's like a regular or noticeable thing. Like I'm sure there have been times where my lips have been really dry or something like that where I work or like whatever, like, but it's not a regular thing. I'm not worried about that. I've had cold sores before, so obviously I have the fucking herpes of the mouth, but I haven't had a symptom in like 6-7 years. Pardon? Oh, well, the last time I got them, I did a shit ton of drugs at a festival. And then I got home and then I had like a little wound or whatever, and it was like, oh, I guess I'm run down. And then I didn't even realize I had herpes until I got a bunch of fucking cold sores. It was like, oh, well, I got a cold sore. I didn't even realize what it was. And my partner at the time was like, I'm not kissing you. He's like, oh, that's, oh shit. Okay. But I guess I don't really do drugs anymore, so I haven't had that type of situation again. So that would be the only trigger I'm aware of. Even when I've been like sick and like not eating good or whatever, I haven't had a recurrence. I think I might have had, like, not regularly. Yeah, let's call it that. I've had them before, but not, like, it's, like, maybe once a year or once every couple of years I might have had, like, a little one and then it just goes away. Yeah, okay. I don't eat bread, so I wouldn't even know. Nope. No. Yep, I lift weights. I don't do that much cardio, but I'll get in my, like, 30,000 steps a day working. Maybe not that many steps, but, you know, I'm carrying stuff around, I'm going upstairs, I'm whatever, I'm climbing, I'm doing activity pretty constantly on a working day. But I don't do any, like, proper cardio, really. Oh, I do a bit of MMA and stuff like that, so that'll be, like, I do cardio when I do, like, MMA, or I do, like, casual sports or something like that, but not, like, yeah, maybe it'll pick up like once a week that I'll do like a real cardio intensive session or something like that. Yes, I'm definitely physically active almost every day. I'm a scaffolder. Between 8 and 9. You know, if I'm sometimes I don't go to bed early enough, maybe, but that's rare, and I tend to go to bed sometime. I'll probably go to bed around about 8, 8:15, and then I'll read, or I'll, yeah, pretty much read on my Kindle, until I fall asleep, and I kind of let my brain just decide when I'm going to be asleep based on how much sleep it thinks I need, and then I'll wake up about 5, 5:30, and like again, that is dependent on the requirements for my site or whatever, depending on when I need to wake up. And then that's just kind of automatic, really. Yeah. Decently. Sometimes I'm a little bit like, say, like blurry in the mornings and stuff like that. It varies. I think mouth breathing is a part of that. I do mouth tape, and that does feel like it makes a difference. But something I noticed, like, I don't mouth breathe in my life, but I do when I fall asleep, naturally, if I don't tape, and I'll notice that I'm, like, significantly more fatigued in the morning if I don't do that. Something else that I noticed when I've fasted for extensive periods of time, I have had complete alleviation of symptoms to a degree that like blew my mind, but obviously that's not sustainable because you have to eat food. Pretty good. Yeah, I don't think that I'm particularly a stressed out person or anything like that. I'm pretty relaxed. I do get anxiety sometimes, probably attached to like social stuff mostly. And also maybe some, yeah, no, social stuff really. But I have a feeling that might be gut related, but I don't really know. but it's not like a huge hindrance or anything like that. I mean, it stops me doing some kinds of activities, but it doesn't stop me from socializing at work and doing all that kind of stuff. I'm just a bit, I just take a bit longer to get used to people. But I do think it might be gut related, because I have noticed one of my guts have been like in a really good nick. Remember when I went traveling once with my brother, like camping for a long time, and for some reason my gut health went like really good, even though we were just eating like burgers and sandwiches on the beach kind of thing, like making it ourselves. But it was really good, and I noticed those symptoms completely went away by the time I'd come back. But then they slowly reverted, because it was like, whatever. So I think it might be somewhat related to that. Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm high stress or high anxiety particularly, but, yeah. Sure. I would be very surprised if I have low iron, because I eat a lot of red meat, and I don't think my ADHD symptoms are particularly strong. Definitely not compared to when I was a kid. And if I'm honest, I think I ate a lot less red meat when I was a kid. I very, very well may have had low iron then, because I was very, like, spazzy, and now I am pretty calm and not that ADHD. But, yeah. Probably have it varies, but realistically have like a coffee, and then it depends if I'm on site or at home, but I'll have a coffee, and then I will, if I'm at home, I'll probably eat a steak, some eggs, sauerkraut, that kind of thing, at like maybe, I don't know, 3-4 hours after I get up, something like that, and then maybe like some fruit with that. And then I'll have, like, another meal of, like, fruit later on, and then I'll have, like, a kind of protein and fatty dinner as well, probably another steak, or, like, some chicken and vegetables or something, but that's rarer. And then, like, if I'm on site, it'll be black coffee in the morning, and then my first meal will be lunch at about 12 o'clock, and I'll prioritize protein and then, like, some, like, beetroot and raw vegetables or, like, you know, like, capsicum and stuff like that, maybe some cheese kind of thing, and that'll be my lunch. And then for dinner, it'll be like whatever they give me, plus like some steamed vegetables, like so some whatever, curry or steak or grilled chicken or whatever, plus vegetables. And then I usually have a dessert, which is, yeah, probably I'm gonna try to stop doing that, but it's very hard after you've done that much work all day. So yeah. About half a kilo. So, hundred and fifty. I'm not weighing any of this, but I'm just guesstimating based on the. Usually watermelon. I'm eating a lot of watermelon. And then I've been doing grilled pineapple the last couple of days with my steaks, because it's just really nice to have that. I know bromelamine or whatever. Is that the bloody acid that, yeah, that it's the protein or whatever? That's cool. I like that idea. I don't know if it bloody does anything when I'm eating it. But yeah, the flavor combination is nice too. There's just something very lovely about eating a big piece of meat and then having some sweetness to go with it and stuff. I don't know. The honey's enzymes would be carbohydrate-based. What are they called? Sucralases? Proteases, lipases, and sucralases, that's the one. Yeah. Yep, and then sucralase. Yeah, so the honey one will be related to the sucrose, right? really just before the gym is kind of the thing if I'm at home. And the same if I'm away, like I might get a cup of fruit at lunchtime and then I'll keep that and then have that right before the gym or something like that, or like just in the afternoon break. Basically just watermelon if I'm on site, because they do a big thing of that, or I might grab like an apple or something like that or whatever, but they do like a big whatever, just a bowl that you can grab from of a ton of cold watermelon until I get a shit ton of that, because it's very nice in the heat. But like, what, there's a bit of rock melon and stuff like that as well in there. It's a little bit varied sometimes, but yeah. At home, yes, bacon, fruit. Usually, I'm a bit lazy about eating the vegetables, to be honest, because the reason I like steaks is because it's simple and tastes really good, and I don't have to do anything that whatever involved. And vegetables is a pain in the ass to make them taste nice, so I don't really eat them at home. But the sauerkraut is my fiber at home, which that's not perfect, but that's what it is at the moment. Pardon? Probably not. I probably usually wouldn't have fruit at dinner. I would, because I'll buy like a quarter of watermelon and then I'll eat like half of it for breakfast and half of it for lunch. Yeah, pretty much. It's just a smaller version of basically the exact same thing as my breakfast. Except it's like my meals at home are based around a big steak and then some cheese or some fruit or some sauerkraut or some egg or some something else, like some little like extra things that go around it, but the steak dominates the meal in terms of like calories and diet stuff. I make a point of that, I guess. They usually do like a, it's some kind of sponge cake base, and then they just like add flavors to it. So it'll be like coconut and pineapple or something. So basically it'll just be a sponge cake with a bunch of fucking coconut in it and like a pineapple sauce on top. Or it'll be like Rocky Road, or it'll be like whatever. But it's the same sponge cake base that they just put like a different accent onto. And then with custard. And then they've got like a bunch of other desserts that I'll occasionally pick at, but that bloody hot thing that they put there gets me consistently. A pretty good amount. I kind of go off my peas, and I'm never like dehydrated or anything like that. And if I start kind of maybe being a little bit, there's like electrolytes, I drink those. I don't know, maybe like 3, 4, maybe 5 liters a day, depending how hot it is, how much I'm sweating, how much I'm working. But my wees are pretty consistently like lower end of the chart kind of thing for color. Yes, definitely. I've got my own at home that I mix. So what is it? Potassium citrate? Potassium citrate, magnesium biglycinate, and Celtic sea salt, I think is the mix that I do. Let me have a look. That sounds about right to me though. I remember I just did research on like the most bioavailable electrolyte variant, and then I just bought bulk quantities of all of that, mixed it myself in ratios I found online. So what, 4 potassium, 2 sodium, 1 magnesium. Yes, but not like super regularly. I don't really drink on site. I maybe will do like one day where I have beers with the boys. And even then it's like 4 beers max, but I won't usually have that. I'll have like 1 or 2, depending on the site that I'm at. And then sometimes when I'm home, I might drink like one day or something like that. I'm not a big drinker. Maybe like average of, it was like average like 6 a week, but then that's probably almost definitely not true because I'll go very long periods without having any. But then sometimes when I drink, I'll have like quite a lot. But that's rare. I sometimes drink kombucha. I've bought the good stuff recently, but just too expensive. I start making my own. But the stuff I bought was like $15 a liter or something like that. And I was like, this is just, unless this is going to fix everything immediately, this is too much fucking money. Yeah. Awesome. That's nice because it's expensive. Yeah. I might do the pardon? Yeah, well, the probiotics I've bought now, to be honest, they're what, like $1 a day or less or something like that. It's not too worried about that compared to the $16 for a liter of kombucha. Oh, okay. Well, sure, but that's like daily. Like, you know, I'm not drinking a liter a day, but that's like 5 days or something like that. You know, that's not. Well. Yes, that's the other thing. I've thought about making the ginger beer stuff. That sounds more interesting, the homemade ginger beer. Just because, like, it's like nice to have an adult drink that isn't alcoholic. Well, not very alcoholic. But, yeah, whatever. Well, I will be back in 3 weeks from the Monday, and so I will do my stool test immediately, so I'll do it, whatever, on the Monday, and get it dropped off on the Monday, or maybe do it on the Tuesday morning and drop it off on the Tuesday, because I'll be home late, and then, why is that? Well, I'm saying I'll do the test and then I will immediately send it. So I was saying I would wait to do poo till the Tuesday so I can send it Tuesday morning. Like not sending it. Yeah. Oh, so how long does it take to get the, oh, because of the delivery. That's what you're talking about. Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. I'll try.
Sure. Will I have to pay again if it's fucked? Okay. I'm sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, damn, okay. Phenomenal. Okay. And I guess you see those levels as well in a context of the fact that I'm taking a probiotic as well. I'll try my very best not to. I know the rules that if you need them, you need them. Yeah. Oh, am I able, is there any way I can pick up the, is there any way I can pick it up from the pharmacy or something like that? I'm in Perth till Monday. Like 5 in the morning. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. At least my stool test will be slightly more accurate to the current state of my gut. Look at that. And hopefully I won't get bowel cancer in the next 3 weeks. Wonderful.
I don't know. If we've got all the tests in, it would probably be nice to come in. It probably is a bit better. But that's a while away, so let's see. I guess it doesn't really matter, right? Like, I can book within a week of whenever I'm home, so I can, yeah, I think it should be fine. Just figure out at the time. Cool. No, that seems good. Yeah, that seems great. Really appreciate it. Thanks for the extra time. You have a great day. You too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.